sad news today, man.
Yeah.
But you can't say he didn't live a nice long life. Abe Vigoda, dead at the age of 94. I mean, you got to figure, 75% of the people listening to us right now think he was already dead.
That's very true.
He's one of those people that's it's been a long playing for the last 20 years. People have thought he was has passed away.
By the way, did you record this off of a this is Edison
reel? I bounced this off the surface of Uranus.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was Fish in the old Barney Miller, right? And Sal Tessio in Godfather. Great character actor. Abe Vigoda has left us at the age of 94, so we're thinking of him today. We're thinking of getting out in the street. I would have played Racing in the Street by Bruce Springsteen, but it makes me want to kill myself.
Good point.
So playing this one instead to tell you that today we've got not one, two pairs of tickets to go see Bruce Springsteen when he closes down the L.A. Memorial Sports Arena. The third and final show announced March 19th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. However, yesterday you rode the bike, the tricycle. The Razor tricycle around the office here to annoy the sales staff, and the suits were in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wheezy, our COO, she had to get on a plane and leave early. She's getting on a plane right now, so she cannot take part in this with you. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to have the time trial, as promised.
Right.
You're going to race for time through the sales department. I'm going to race for time through the sales department. And we're both going to represent listeners.
Yes.
The one of us that finishes fastest,
mm-hmm.
that listener that's tied to us, will win the tickets to that concert.
Brilliant thinking.
That's going to happen in the next hour.
That's great radio, hashtag ad.
Know it!
You know what I'm saying?
Also, a little bit sooner, we've got some tickets to give away in the classic rock time capsule at the bottom of the hour. But meantime, we got a little David Bowie playing you some classic rock on Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. He's Christian.
Hello.
I'm Andy, and you're our friend.
I can't get enough of Super Golden Crisp. It's got the crunch with punch.
That's my favorite Sugar Bear right there. Saved my life once. Hey, it's Andy in the Afternoon.
Wow. It's like jazz.
Christian. Shut up. I'm not in any mood.
I know. This is a
time capsule. I keep losing my time capsule.
I got deleted yesterday.
I wrote the whole time capsule yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had it done, and I logged off my computer.
Yeah.
And as I hit the keystroke to say, do you want to save your changes? No.
But the best part is, all I heard was, and then a small temper tantrum. It was controlled. You did great work.
There was some invective.
Yeah,
that's true.
For sure.
Hey, so we still got some Who to play for you, but now's the time you want to get on the telephone. Unlock the telephones, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, hold on, please.
888-696-1003. If you want some tickets to a fine, fine show, the Rock Hall 3 for All, that's Hart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. That's the prize in today's Classic Rock Time Capsule. We'll look for caller 3 to play against Christian. Well, not really against him. I'm going to ask him a question, and you get to tell me if you think it's right or not. Today's question is going to be about Edward Van Halen.
Oh, because it's his birthday today, Andy.
It is his birthday today, so gird your loins. In the meantime, I'm going to rain some love on you. It's the Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian. I'm feeling better.
Are you?
Yeah, this is calming.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like a Burke Williams.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That's the Who in Love, Rain or Me. You'll find it on the Quadrophenia album, and I suggest you do. This is Andy in the Afternoon with Christian, and in just a couple of moments here, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule. It happens in the afternoon now, and there's a prize associated with it. We have somebody on the phone for this.
Hi,
who's this?
I'm Joni.
Jenny or Joni?
Joni.
Joni.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell or Joni Cunningham? Joni loves Chachi?
Joni Mitchell.
We'll go with Joni Mitchell. All right. Okay. Have it your way. Okay, so do you know anything about Eddie Van Halen at all?
I do. A little bit, I hope.
All right.
I hope
well, I hope you know enough, because I'm going to ask Christian a question. It's his birthday. So I'm going to ask, not Christian's, his is tomorrow. Eddie Van Halen's is today. I'm going to ask him a question in just a couple of minutes as part of the time capsule. And if you get it right, if you say that he's right or wrong and you are correct, then we'll have tickets for you for the Rock Hall 3-for-All at the Forum on August 23rd, where you might see another Joni Jett and the Blackhearts and Heart and Cheap Trick. So hold the phone, Joni. We're going to make you jump through a couple more hoops, then we'll do it, all right?
All righty.
All right. That's on the way. Plus, Joni's not the only one with a chance to win
no.
in this next hour. We've got Bruce Springsteen tickets, and we're going to be asking later this hour for two contestants for that. So plenty of winning yet to do and plenty of rocking as well. We'll have the time capsule after this. It's Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound. You know, Mark used to say, I'm going to put both my feet into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
I learned a couple of things working with him. It is Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday. It's January 26, 2016. And on the phone, we've got listener Joni. Joni, how you doing? You all right?
I'm good. Thank you.
I learned some other things from working with Mark for a year.
Yeah.
Are you hot?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, back in the day when I was a younger teacher, I was going to put Are You Hot for Teacher on my license plate.
This works out perfectly, Andy.
Well, I'm playing some Van Halen here in a minute. Maybe I'll choose that song. All right, so hold on. At the end of this, I'm going to ask him a question, Christian a question, and if you tell me he's right and you're right, or wrong and you're right, I'll get you some tickets to a great show. But first, we're going to turn this thing on.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year
1956, and a few tidbits from Buddy Holly. This is the day in 56 he records his first songs in Nashville for Decca Records. Then, as luck would have it, on this day in 1958, 2 years later, he's recording this song in New York. Rave on. Man, he was so great. And it's a busy day for him because he's also performing Oh Boy on Ed Sullivan. Only problem is, Ed doesn't want him to.
Oh Boy, it's a little raucous for our show, he says.
But Buddy digs his heels in. That's what he wants to do. So Ed cuts him down from two songs to one. And he intros Buddy as Buddy Holland.
Here's Buddy Holland and the Crickets to play a song.
Just to be mean. Then he has the lighting crew screw him by casting him in shadow. I'm serious. You can go on YouTube. This video is up there. You can check this out. I'm not lying. And the sound crew unplugs his guitar. That's the links they go to. A Buddy does something pretty rock and roll. When the solo comes around, he knows that if he goes out there and plays a really wild solo, everybody will know that it was Ed's sound crew that screwed up and not him. So he goes out and does that. Pretty cool. So in other news, Ed Sullivan, a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah.
Now then, Elvis. Lots of Elvis stuff on this day in history. Like this day in 61 when E hits number one in England with Are You Lonesome Tonight? Might have had something to do with him quoting Shakespeare. Well, actually, kind of, he does. Listen to this.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part.
Someone said? Shakespeare, in fact, said that. As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7. Jacques says it to Duke Sr. Everybody knows it's Shakespeare. Couldn't he have just said, you know, Shakespeare once said, all the world's a state, but
it's
no.
not as cool.
I guess it's not. Then on this day in 1972, Elvis first breaks out the jumpsuits. He's playing the International Hotel in Las Vegas. He also adds this to his repertoire. The American Trilogy. And then it's on this day in 1977, he has the big diamond taken out of his TCB ring and made into an engagement ring for his girlfriend, Ginger Alden. Should forget he was engaged when he died? Yeah, he proposes in his bathroom to her. So romantic.
Yeah.
Okay, so Eddie Van Halen. Listen very closely, Joni. Question for Christian first. Eddie Van Halen, 61
yes.
today. Your trivia question is this. Was he born in...
Nijmegen.
The Netherlands. Or...
Reykjavik.
Iceland. Or...
Frankfurt.
Germany. Which city was he born in?
Nijmegen. Reykjavik. Frankfurt.
What do you think?
You really earned
I went
your,
to great lengths for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you really
do
earned
not,
your bonus.
Do
today,
not ridicule
no, it's great
my
stuff.
Production
It really
skills.
Is. It really is. All right, so it's not Reykjavik. So I'm going to go with the first answer.
Nijmegen.
Yeah, that one.
That's your answer?
Yes.
Okay, Joni, is he right or wrong? Was Eddie Van Halen born in?
Nijmegen.
I believe you, the Dutch name. So, yes, I'm going to go with yes.
Nijmegen.
Is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Edward Lodewijk van Halen. Yeah. Lodewijk being the Dutch form of Ludwig, a nod to Ludwig van Beethoven. And Lodewijk and his band, they're going to play us out. You stay on the phone, Joni. We got to get some info because you're going to a show.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And as she suggested, let's play this song. It's Hot for Teacher. Oh. It's a Van Halen. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Nicely done, Christian.
Yeah, we're pretty good at this.
Yeah. But wait, let's take a closer look. It's Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley. He's Christian James Hand, who you might have first met if you only listened to 100.3 The Sound in your life, doing dissections of music in the morning with Mark in the morning. Since it's Eddie Van Halen's birthday today, he's 61 today, you have something you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I thought it'd be kind of cool if we listened to just the guitar solo, Andy, from that particular little song and let his fingers do the talking for us. Now, the great thing about this entire guitar track, by the way, is it's all one take. So he started the beginning with the riff, flam, flam, flat, down, flam. Yeah. Then he goes through the whole chorus, jam, 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 jam. And then he goes into the lead, with no stops, start to finish.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's listen. Here we go. Comes out of it.
The brown tone.
Straight to it. I mean, that's amazing.
That. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And if you're a guitar player, try to imitate how he holds the guitar pick between his middle finger and his thumb.
Yeah.
So he keeps his index finger free to tap
the
on the strings. Good luck.
Epic.
Good luck to you. It's unbelievable. Pasadena's own Eddie Van Halen. 61 today.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
Eagles now. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Nice job, Christian.
Yeah, you know what? I'm good at this, buddy.
100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Los Lobos. Will the Wolf survive? Christian Hand, he's out in the hallway. He's taping up the start-finish line for our race. We've got one of these Razor trikes, these drift trikes, that we're going to run through the sales department in just about 10, 15 minutes here. And we're going to do it on your behalf. Would you like to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, the River Tour, third and final show, Saturday, March 19th, LA Memorial Sports Arena? Then tickets go on sale on Friday. You can buy them 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster, or you can call us. Caller 3 and 4 right now, 888-696-1003. We're going to keep you on hold for an interminable amount of time
until
we get all of these details worked out.
Yep.
And then we're going to race. We're going to race out in this hallway in the next half hour. This is Andy in the Afternoon. Good luck to you dialing. All right, we've got tickets to Bruce Springsteen. He is coming, a third and final show at it, Saturday, March 19th, LA Memorial Sports Arena. Then they're going to rip the place up, right?
Yep, tear it to pieces.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster, but we're giving you another avenue by which to get it, by which to out in the street.
Yeah.
Another chance to win tickets is what I'm trying to say. So on the phone, we have two contestants. Who's on the phone?
Hello.
This is Lois.
Lois. And you're calling from where?
Santa Ana.
Okay. And who else is on the telephone with us? Can you also
get Wayne from Mission Viejo.
Wayne. Okay. Wayne from Mission Viejo. Both from the Orange County area. All right. So one of you is going to be tied to each of us, and we're going to race on your behalf. Christian, do you have a coin we can toss?
I do have a coin.
Okay. Ladies first. Lois, call the coin in the air.
Heads.
Tails.
It's tails. Wayne, you get first choice. Who do you want riding on your behalf? Do you want Christian or me? Who do you think is going to finish faster?
Well, based upon watching Periscope yesterday, I got to go with Christian.
That's a bold choice, sir. Well done.
It's just hurtful.
I got my matching sweatbands on. I'm ready to do this.
All right, Lois, you got me.
Okay, that's a good deal.
Best of luck. All right, so we're going to do that in just a few minutes, all right? Quickly, though, I want a warning, a disclaimer for the salespeople of the sound, because we're going to race down this hall, turn right, go around the sales staff area, sales corral, and come back this way. Salespeople of the sound, see, they look at us like meat.
We
you
are.
Know, like in cartoons when you see they're out in the desert and one character looks at the other and they're mirage and the other one turns into a lamb chop?
Yeah.
They look at us like pork chops.
Yeah, you're a bit of a pork chop.
I'm a little bit of a pork chop.
Yeah.
All right, salespeople of the sound, in order to prevent your maiming or other serious personal injury, stay in your pitiful cubicle until the completion of the heat.
Yes.
We'll be running the race. Stand by, Lois.
Okay.
And who is it, Wayne?
Wayne, yes.
Wayne.
Stand by. We'll race in moments. Meantime, it's a bitch. Rolling Stones, Andy in the Afternoon with Christian.
Hello.
100.3 The Sound. I'm going to take you down, dude.
Not going to happen.
We've reached that time, ladies and gentlemen. The pivotal moment. It's the first annual Razor Drift Trike Invitational, hashtag AD. Christian Hand is representing Wayne from Mission Viejo. I, Andy, am representing Lois from Santa Ana. Lois and Wayne, you guys online?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're about to start the heat. Feel free to cheer on your participant as this goes on. I'm going out right now with my clock. I've got to come out here and grab the microphone we've got out here. Pot up number three for me there.
Okay. Go, Danny, go.
Come on, Christian.
There we go. Okay. I'm running out here. Christian's at the starting line. You can follow this, by the way, on Facebook video.
I'm
if you go
it.
To Facebook right
I'm
now, you're watching it? Okay.
Yep.
All right. After the count of three, Danny Mizrahi's going to sound off the starting horn. Are you ready, Christian? One, two, three. Go! All right. He's going down
go,
the hallway.
Danny, go, Danny.
Oh, he drifted too far. He spun out in the corner.
Oh,
now
go,
he's heading
Danny.
Down the straightaway, past the cubicles of the sales department. He's turning,
go, Danny,
spinning
go.
Past the squatty potty, going out to the windows, spinning
go,
again.
Danny, go.
Hopefully, I can't see him from here. Hopefully, he hit the wall. All right, he's going past. Oh, that was a very
Danny,
heroic
go.
Turn. Coming down the straightaway, he's getting to the finish line, and there he is. 24. Good God, he
go,
spun
Danny,
completely
go.
Around. 25 seconds and 7/10. 25 seconds and 7/10. All right, I'm giving up the headphones. Christian, you want these? Hand this over to you. All right, Christian's putting up the starting tape again. Come over here and grab the mic, Christian, and grab the headphones. You're not giving me time on the bike. This isn't fair, dude. You sat on that bike for a half hour.
First off, it's a trike, you bonehead. All right, hold on. I need the stopwatch. I got to reset. Hold on. All right, 25:70 is the time to build. Danny, whenever you're ready. Yep. One, two, three. All right. And he's older than I am, so this is not going to be nearly as feverish around. I tell you, that's tough, man. That second bend, it's a real doozy. She got away from me on that.
Hit it, hit it.
Hit the porta potty. Get through there.
Hit it.
He's a 15 seconds. I don't know where he was when I did this. If you're just joining us, this is the first annual Razor Trike. Oh, my gosh. Good Lord. Good Lord. According to my clock, that was 26:11. Yeah, you looked really good on the finish.
Oh my God.
I'm exhausted. I want to thank the lovely folks over at Razor for giving us the trikes for the first annual Razor Drift Trike Invitational hashtag ad. Woof,
so I'm so
it's good.
I'm so tired.
It's good.
And I'm so sorry, Lois.
Oh, thanks, Danny.
You're welcome for trying, Andy.
What's up, Christian?
You got it, buddy. I'm in this for you.
I'm a sweaty pig.
Oh, Andy, I'm sorry.
I think it was the chocolate cake training that helped us. Right before.
Lois, I'll get you next time, okay?
Okay,
less
Andy, thank you.
39 hundredths of a second.
Yeah.
Scorpions now. This is Andy in the Afternoon.
Don't go anywhere, Wayne. Get some information from you.
100.3 the sound. Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound, Little Led Zeppelin, and more to come in moments from Steely Dan, among others. But congratulations to Wayne, and begrudgingly to you, although I think you cheated on the stopwatch.
I would never have cheated.
you just tuned in, we had the first annual Invitational Razor Drift Trike race here in the office, and Christian
won
under protest.
Yeah,
but anyway,
the league is looking at it. They're looking at the tape.
They're looking back at the tape.
Yeah.
If you want to see the race, it's on Facebook video. So go to Andy in the Afternoon. You can find it there and see the whole thing.
You know what
as it
kind of looks like? It looks like one of those like dog's eye view of the world where the dog kind of runs around and just sniffs everybody and looks at it.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
But we have something else to cover. By the way, more Springsteen tickets a little bit later on in the show.
Epic.
We have a question from Rita Wild, our local Springsteen-aholic. And she's going to ask a question. If you get it right, you'll be going to that show if we take a call a little bit later on. But I want to talk about something that was said at the end of last week. Christian, you said that if you got someone in here, like Colin James Hay of Men at Work is a name that you threw out.
Perfect.
If you got him out or someone, well, the Mendoza line was me. Someone as famous as me or more.
Yes.
Which is an awfully big fishbowl.
Yeah, yeah.
You would get their name written, their signature tattooed on your back.
Yes.
You still hold by that?
Yeah, I do. If it's somebody I'm into.
And do you have a development on this?
I do. We found a tattoo artist named Erica here in Los Angeles. She's going to come up, I believe, on Monday, and we're going to start with yours.
I'm not tattooing your name.
No, no, no.
We're going to start with... You get my name on your body somewhere.
Yeah, I have a tramp stamp already of somebody I don't want to have a tramp stamp on my back anymore of. So we're going to have Erica cross that out.
Right, okay.
That's going to get an X over the top of it.
That's even better. Somebody's X'd out right next to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you're going to do your ABC right next to it to sort of like...
Now, are you going
to
X out me and then put Colin James over the top of it?
Okay. No, no, no. Yours will stay. And then everyone after that will sort of like be gathered on my back.
Okay, so Monday, like set up 3 to 4, 4 to 5, the tattoo. Happens.
Yep.
All right, and we'll have that definitely on Facebook video for you to watch at home. Any progress on Colin James Hay, Josh?
Yeah, seriously, man. I thought he was going to be in for the big radio birthday show we're doing tomorrow for me.
No?
No?
Yeah, Colin Hay from Men at Work. Any progress?
We got a couple emails in waiting to hear back. If anybody knows, I'm down to email me.
This is how bad this afternoon's getting. We want the listeners to book our guests. It's you 6 degrees of separation. If anybody out there knows Colin James Hay or anyone in the Men at Work, post-Men at Work camp, tell them to reach out to us if you don't mind.
We'd really appreciate that. We got some Aerosmith moments. This is Andy in the Afternoon.
With me.
Okay, so when you say you'll get my tattoo, my name tattooed on your back, how big are we talking?
We want to leave some space, but it should be a good size. I mean, it's got to be tattooable.
Like 6 inches long?
No. Are you out of your mind?
Eight?
Like that. Yeah, like a little thing. Like it's a little Sharpie signature.
Oh, like less than 3 inches.
Yeah. You know, just a little thing. I'm not getting a back piece of your name in your face, you douche. Crying out loud. Leave some room for Colin James Hay, pal, all right?
It's not all about you. I just wanted to know what the parameters were. Oh, wow. Lord. Some people get touchy about having tram stamps of their friends on their back.
Necessary.
Aerosmith. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Christian.
Yeah.
100.3 The Sound. I get a big tattoo of you. The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian.
Hi.
Christian, your birthday tomorrow. You turn 47. We'll both be 47 for a while.
Will we?
Yes, we will.
I thought you were older than I am.
A little bit.
Ah, good.
You're an ass.
It's the only thing that makes me happy.
Was there something? Do you have a special kind of cake?
Are you done watching your greatest hits of your race?
I did so much better.
Are you done?
You're timekeeping on that.
Look how well I took this turn.
I think you. I smoked it, dude. I'm from Indianapolis.
0 points for style, buddy.
I know how to end the race with more rubber on my tires.
I ended it with a flying spin, fully facing the right direction. Even if I did mess up the clock, I still won.
I think you messed up the clock.
My style's points are better.
Yeah.
I'd like cake tomorrow.
Take it up with you. Yeah, what kind of cake do you like?
Red velvet.
Red velvet?
Yeah, a little red velvet cake would be nice.
All right. So if anybody wants to bring them a red velvet cake, I'm not going to get them anything.
Yeah. The best part is that a couple of people have hit us up on Facebook about getting in touch with Colin James Hay because we don't have anybody to help us
seriously,
here.
We don't have a phone answerer. We don't have a producer. We don't have anything. So if you know Colin Hay from Men at Work, Christian wants to have him in here, you know, play a couple of acoustic tunes, and then he'll get his name, his signature, tattooed on his back.
In
fact, promises.
Chris is here talking about a possible guest. I will get her tattooed on me for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Katie Tunstall?
Yeah.
That's got to be a good looking autograph.
I would think
so. Yeah. Let me check that.
Hold on. We have 100 minutes of commercial free classic rock. That begins next. So strap on your commercial free belt, whatever that means, and join us in just a moment. Andy in the Afternoon. We're working on it, dude.
Yeah.
Colin Hay, The Men at Work. This is Andy in the Afternoon, by the way. He's Christian.
Hello. We got our best people on it.
Christian says that if he gets big enough guests in here, guests that he likes, he will get their signature, their autograph, tattooed on his back. And to show where the watermark is, the high watermark or low watermark, I'm like the dregs. I'm the minimum that he'll do. And he's going to get my name tattooed on his back on Monday. During the program. During the 4 o'clock hour. So tune in for that. But Colin Hay, we reached out for him, to his people. Haven't heard back yet, but our listeners, Andy in the Afternoon listeners, are reaching back. Someone knows his sound guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone else has his cell phone.
Yep.
So we're coming for you, Colin.
We're using all our resources, pal.
You get a space here in the studio, sing us a song or two, hang out, have some fun. You can ride the trike if you want.
Yeah.
And you get your signature on a grown man's back.
I mean, come on, Colin James. Hey, you've done a lot, my friend. That's got to be the high watermark of your career.
Maybe. We'll see. Meanwhile, high watermark of this program is 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. This is the Rolling Stones off the Some Girls album. It's 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
It's good radio.
So good. We are listening to 100 minutes of classic rock commercial-free, over an hour and 10 minutes before we have a commercial again. This is Andy in the Afternoon.
Back up, back up.
You like these guys, right? Rush?
I love Rush, man. One of my favorite bands of all time.
Know the album this comes from?
Big Money.
Big Money.
Yep. It's on Hold Your Fire.
Nope.
Dang, blang it.
Tower Windows.
Ah, that's my favorite.
Do you remember the cover, what the cover looks like?
Yes, it's the painting with like a blue thing.
It's a kid sitting in a room with a couple of TVs looking out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kid that's on the cover, his name is Neil Cunningham, the model that sat for that. He's now 52. Guess what he does?
He's a TV repairman. Oh.
He owns Toronto's Pandemonium Records.
Oh.
He owns a record store now.
That's pretty cool.
He grew up in a record store. They currently have an entire wall right behind the counter of just those records, that Rush record. He says, how many record store owners get to sell records of themselves?
That's
I'm just
cool.
having fun doing the thing.
Yeah, the guy from the Nirvana Cup is a pool man. Moving on.
That's not true.
Yeah,
that's not true.
I made that up.
Let's see, though. What's on the cover of the Signals album? It's a dog peeing on a fire hydrant,
yep,
isn't it?
Yep.
I don't know what that dog's doing now.
He passed, unfortunately.
But I know what this is. It's off that album. It's New World Man. It's part of 100 Minutes Without a Commercial.
If you don't own Signals, Andy, do you own Signals?
I do own Signals.
Turn it up, my friend.
It's a good one. Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon, Christian.
Hello.
And we're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, almost an hour before we play a commercial again. I promise you that. And I'm about to play some live U2. But this is a brand new show. If you're just finding us, thank you. And the biggest thing you can do for us is to tell a friend. Tell someone that, hey, you know what? These guys sound like they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun to hang out with them. If that's how you feel. And also, if you have ideas for things that you think that we should do, I know we're only, what, 6 shows in?
Yes.
But we're fresh out of ideas already.
Completely.
Yeah. So let me throw just a couple at you.
Yeah, spitball with me, Andy.
Tell me what you think of these ideas.
Okay.
I was thinking there are those 3 escaped inmates from Orange County.
Yep.
If you guys are listening, you could come into the studio and we'd let them play... Let's say like 3 songs each.
Sure.
That they really dig. Three songs. And you can, you know, jock them up. You can do the post on them and everything. And then, you know, you could turn yourself in to the authorities and do it on the show and get a little notoriety for that.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
Or we can maybe have you do a razor trike a battle for whoever gets a pardon.
I'm trying to think of things that people haven't done before.
Oh, for a
pardon.
Well, yeah, for a pardon. You know, like whoever gets the fastest time gets a pardon and the other two.
How about this? No one has ever done this in radio, to my knowledge. If you have, let's say you have human remains, you have the ashes of a loved one, and they always wanted to be on the radio.
Yep.
You could bring those by and we could put little headphones on the urn and stuff and put a microphone in front of them, take pictures with them.
Pose them down. Yeah, they could have like they could guest host.
Yeah.
So if you've got a dead relative's ashes at your house, and they always were like, you know what, I really wish I
he never got to live his dream of being a DJ.
Yeah.
On a really terrible afternoon show.
Or send them with return postage to 5900 Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah.
I think it's 90036.
We'll
just
FedEx
a couple
that
of
up.
Things. Couple of things. If you think of something, share it with us. Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook. We really appreciate it. This is Live U2. It's Where the Streets Have No Name. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Andy in the Afternoon. We're in 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. You went on tour with Peter Gabriel?
I did, sir, I did.
When was this?
This was for the first WOMAD tour that he did in the States where he actually performed. It was like his version of Lollapalooza.
Wow.
Yeah, I was with a band called PM Dawn. I got to see Peter Gabriel probably 35 times in a row. I got to walk out every single time Big Time came on. I just get to be... go
Hi
backstage
there.
And get a drink and then come back out for the stuff that I liked. But I tell you what, Biko live every single time was... breathtaking.
Biko,
but then he does this really stupid thing at the end of Salisbury Hill where they all dance around on stage. It was slightly embarrassing, but you know, it's Pete, so you got to give him his druthers.
He probably hasn't outgrown that either.
Lovely
the older
chap.
You get, the more sometimes the more treacly you get. You know someone else who's out on tour right
yeah.
now with
man
Black
that
Sabbath?
is a good segue, buddy.
I'm running the show, bud.
You know, I mean, we're 3.5 hours in and you are still firing on all cylinders.
I've had coffee.
It's good work. Yes, Black Sabbath are going out on a tour, and our buddy Todd Ongren Brooks, who's married to a friend of ours, is in Rival Sons, who are opening for them, handpicked by Ozzy at a party they were playing.
Does he have any stories about Ozzy yet?
He sends me texts every 2 or 3 days about things he hears through the dressing room walls. They're just absolutely amazing.
Share anything? Are you going to get him in trouble?
No, I don't want to get him into trouble, but it's awesome. And they're playing the Bowl this year, so I'm so excited
for
him.
Is there a lot of Ozzy?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of
Jared!
That.
Yeah. Lots of that stuff?
A lot of that going on.
That would have been my guess.
Champions.
All right, let's have a little Black Sabbath. It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. This is Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3.
Sharon!
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 Sharon! All right, it's Andy in the Afternoon. We're playing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock right now. Another half hour to go before you hear a commercial here. But we're going to have a winner pretty darn soon. We've got tickets for Bruce Springsteen. They've added a third and final show. It's the River Tour. Saturday, March 19th, LA Memorial Sports Arena. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Would you like to win some? We've had our local Bruce Springsteen expert, Rita Wild. She knows her stuff.
She knows her Bruce.
She knows it. So she's left us a question. In fact, she's going to read it to you her very self in just a couple of minutes. But we need a participant for this. Let's go third caller, 888-696-1003 right now. And we'll make you stay on the phone for a long, long time
at
before
least.
We let you answer,
answer
this question. We will play this right now. It's 100 minutes, commercial-free classic.
Oh,
this is
snap.
A fellow named Joe Hosh. There's nobody like Joe.
So good. We playing this on the radio, Andy?
Yeah.
We're awesome.
Hey, this is Joe Walsh, and if your feet smell and your nose runs, you're upside down.
Is that what he would say?
He would say something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, he just did.
There you go. See, now I think this is a great song. Demolition Man from the Police. Here's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Fades out here, and then there's a return, right? A reprise.
Yeah.
But it's so slight that listeners think that I made a mistake, and I just didn't.
Ah, right. They're like, oh, yeah, you messed up.
See, here it comes. That's a lousy return.
Oh,
that's
wow.
not
yeah,
much.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not
that's
much
not
at
much.
All.
It's just
a tip.
It's just here to fool me.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
me look stupid.
Well,
I don't cotton to
you
it.
You do that easily enough on your own.
Don't do it.
What?
We've got another 15 minutes or so left in this 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock, but we got to give away some tickets to someone for Bruce Springsteen. Let's see. Who do we have on the telephone line here? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I mean, we told him he was going to be on hold for 4 hours. Andy, I don't know what to say at this point. We had Rita do
right,
it. Oh,
there he
here
is.
He
oh,
is.
He set down the phone for a minute.
It's good thinking.
All right. I don't like your attitude already.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Tom from Huntington Beach.
Tom. All right. Okay. It's a question from Rita. So she's a hardcore Bruce fan. It's not going to be an easy question. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Bring it on.
All right. Here comes the question from Rita herself.
On October 27th, 1975, Bruce Springsteen became the first entertainer to accomplish what?
Did you hear the question?
Born to Run.
October 27, 1975. First entertainer to do what, Tom?
1975. Did he get
a Grammy? What was
that? I knew he got a Grammy.
I have to give you five. No,
what was that? Well, he had Born to Run in 1975. 1975. Breakthrough. Album.
Work it through, man. Work it through.
I'm growing roots.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got, Tom?
I don't think it's coming. He was on the cover of both Time and Newsweek at the same time. Wow. First person in history to do that. That's a tough one, Tom. But I'll tell you what, we've got more tickets all week long, brother. So keep
trying.
Listening.
Yep. You never know.
And since you didn't win those, we've got two pair going out tomorrow. Yeah. So that's a pretty good thing. In the meantime, we've got 100 minutes of commercial. She's a ball breaker, that Rita Wild.
She's not giving any quarter on these. You
100
know?
Minutes of commercial classic, commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Oh, that's a good one. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd. And that smell on 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. He's Christian. And this is Andy in the Afternoon. Let me just tell you, Christian, what's coming up in the distant future.
Right.
By distant, I mean the morning.
Okay.
And the near future.
All right.
In the distant future, tomorrow morning, well, you're going to have a chance to win some tickets for the first anniversary show of Mark in the Morning.
Sold out in an hour, Andy.
I know it did. It's Mark's anniversary show, supported by AmcoSoCal.com. AA.
Beep, beep.
MCO, Amco, transmissions, and a whole lot more. We did that pretty good.
Just like rehearsal.
Yeah. Then also on the show tomorrow, Apollo Creed. Carl Weathers.
That's
Apollo
awesome.
Creed from the Rocky movies. He's in. He's going to call in to Mark and friends. So make sure you join that 7:10 tomorrow morning. Now then, also The Sound is hiring. Going as of Monday on Mark in the Morning, you get your chance to go on the payroll and make some money. Text payroll if you're not driving. Text rates apply to 21003. That'll get you an application for the gig. So all the details if you do that. That's the distant future. The near future is we do something every day at about 6:45 where you gather your kids around the wireless and I read a bedtime story to my son, Silas, and everyone gets to listen in. Tonight, it's a lovely selection from Olivier Dunn.
No, Gossy.
Gossy.
Fantastic.
Gossy the Gosling.
And I urge you, if you're a dad or a mom and you're in the car and you're thinking, man, it's a real bummer that I don't get to read to the kids. This is why I love this bit. Andy could read to your kids for you. So you get gets a little wireless or you're streaming off the computer cater. You set it up and you just have Timmy and Tammy sit and listen.
Last night, Silas listens to the story out like a light at the end of it.
But, and I didn't even...
It's like I'm there.
I didn't even talk afterwards. I didn't say anything snarky or crappy.
I know. Get it out of your system because we're going to do that wholesome
crappy,
thing.
Crappy, 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 snarky, snarky, crappy.
That wholesome
snarky,
thing is
crappy,
coming up
snarky,
next.
Snarky, crappy.
On The Sound.
Snarks.
I do this unironically. Rita Wild is coming in here in just a minute, but I'm Andy Chanley. That's Christian over there.
Hello.
And I don't get to spend story time with my son Silas and daughter Vivian anymore because of the joy I get to do on the radio every day, but I miss it a lot. So I have this story I'm going to read to Silas as he gets his jams on, and they all cuddle up in bed. And so here we go. This is a little story called Gossy. This is Gossy. Gossy is a gosling, a small yellow gosling who likes to wear bright red boots every day. She wears them when she eats. She wears them when she sleeps. She wears them when she rides. She wears them when she hides. But what Gossy really loves to do is wear her bright red boots when she goes for walks. Every day. She walks backward. She walks forward. She walks uphill. She walks downhill. She walks in the rain. She walks in the snow. Gossy loves to wear her bright red boots every day. I think we've drilled that point home now. One morning, Gossy
could... What color are her boots?
They're red.
Okay.
One morning, Gossy could not find her bright red boots. Oh, no. She looked everywhere. Under the bed, over the wall, in the barn, under the hens. Gossy looked and looked for her bright red boots. They were gone. Gossy was heartbroken. Then she saw them. They were walking on someone else's feet.
No.
Yeah. Great boots, said Gertie. Gossy smiled.
Gussie's a gosling, a small yellow gosling who likes to wear bright red boots almost every day. Look at the last picture. They're sharing. They're each wearing one.
He's got one boot on.
I know.
That is awesome.
That's friendship is what that is. And this is using a $100 million broadcast facility to read a bedtime story to my son.
Beautiful radio, my friend. Proud of it.
How much did that time cost?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. God bless.
It's Andy in the afternoon. Rita Wild coming up here in just a few minutes. Christian and I are going to be here tomorrow for his birthday.
Good night, Silas.
Give you a pinchy tomorrow. Steve Miller in the meantime. Take care, everybody. Be careful.